Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, mad or glad. High on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. And those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories, he used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart here in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky, marking the place where a horse he called Music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
In his sight, mad or glad Monday, two great legendary performers, Willie Nelson from the great state of Texas, Merle Haggard, Oklahoma, and I believe Haggard is deceased, but a great song, and you know, there are so many animals that I believe are heavenly, angelic. You know? And you got to put Milton right in there.
He's an animal.
As an angel. Hope you heard the rerun last night. If not, you can. It's in the archive. August 25th, Thursday. If you want to listen to it, we reran it last night. And this is Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about? And I got to tell you, one of the big mads that I have discovered at this whole thing with Milton.
Oh,
and
it was a big mess.
If they fix nothing else, they've got to fix this.
Yeah, they have to.
Because why did they insist that they separate Michelle from that dog? Never should have been done. If they didn't do that, the dog would still be alive.
That's right.
They should have sent the trainer to where she was training
right.
with the Helen Keller. Nobody mm-hmm. advocated for that I know of.
No. Nope.
She didn't want to send the dog to the school.
Mm-mm.
So there's one major part
Reconcile.
Where you definitely need regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to allow the school to intimidate somebody. And I'm sure there's much more that's going to come out on
it. Oh, yeah.
And the poor dog lost its life because he was separated from Michelle. And she never saw him again.
That's sad. I don't know if it was an omen or
we
definitely, she just felt awkward the whole time without him. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, quiet! We definitely hate what happened in that situation. Because not only did they separate her from the dog, they didn't watch over that dog. They didn't protect it. They didn't care about it enough. Now, what were you going to say?
Don't worry about it. I'm not important.
Okay. Inner sight is important.
It is?
I'm at a Glad
My
Monday.
Eyes.
If you want to call... If you want to call in 213-816-1650. You want to think of yourself that way, go ahead. I'm not going to fight with you.
I'm not thinking about myself that way. It's how you scream at me, Frank.
Well, you've got to stop interrupting when I'm giving out a thought.
I did not hear you. Are you going to do
you
that?
You heard me. Come
so
on. Don't you hear me now?
I hear you, but the problem is I didn't hear you, if you know what I'm saying. I didn't hear
you
underneath
get better
me talking.
Fix the phone. Do something about it.
I will.
It's the same damn thing. You got to fix it.
Yeah.
You're responsible for it. If you can't hear me, what good is it?
I have callers, whatever you want.
When you get your funding Thursday or Friday, get a damn phone that works.
Okay.
Don't worry about anything else. Get the phone.
Okay.
I can't keep doing this.
I know. It might have to be Friday, because that's when I get my Social Security.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, great Japanese mountain dog, Akita, you just need a pet or a service dog or a companion, you can get the right one. The Akita Rescue will help you determine which one is the right one. They've done it for me for over 30 years as guide dogs. And they've had to reject certain ones. So they know what they're doing. we hope and pray that one of these politicians will hear us with this plea to get trained dogs at the door of the schools.
That'd be nice.
School's coming back. And I don't think there's anything in place to protect the children.
I know there isn't. It just feels that way.
So, use the dog. As Michelle mentioned last night and Thursday night, look at all the dogs that can be utilized that aren't.
Yeah. Yep.
The schools won't go out to these shelters and rescue dogs. And they should.
Yeah, they
should. They should be the first ones to want to save dogs.
Yeah.
All right, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. 609-388-7004. Big East, all the beautiful children of the world. Cory Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, the children in Texas who passed away, and all the others.
Sad.
Names we don't know. What?
They're very sad, that whole, you know, thing. It could have been done better with the dogs, like you were saying, and they're just not, you know, doing anything about it. Terrible.
Well, it's typical.
Yeah.
Typical of how these politicians operate. They stick with the same old crap that doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with politics. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. We thank Mr. Kennedy for supporting our organization. Greatly appreciate that. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, we're still on the rerun, as far as I know.
Yeah. When is that going to open up?
Reruns.
Mm-hmm.
What we got? Reruns on Thursday night, Altice, Channel 20. And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 p.m., MNN, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, if you want to see the reruns. We have been talking to Manhattan Cable about a new show, and we'll let you know what's to happen in the fall. So that's going to be a weekly show, and it's going to be earlier.
That's fine.
It has to be earlier, because I'm not going to be able to navigate to get home after midnight.
That's right.
So it's going to be a live show. We'll keep you posted, and we're going to do a promo at Manhattan. Try to get posters made up.
We're going into Manhattan,
and we'll,
by the way.
We'll let you know. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight. And I want to say hello to our new friend, Kathy. We're going to certify her dog probably this week. And all the others who we've helped a little bit. Inner Sight, I want to say hello to Olga Murray, my good friend. We have a meeting Wednesday at Senator White's office. I confirmed the meeting today.
Awesome.
And we're going to hope and pray that it's not going to be a futile meeting.
I hope not.
That we're going to get some good positive results and help. The simple thing that we want to do. You know, they can start it as a pilot program. Take one nursing home at a time.
That's right.
Turn it into accessible housing.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Senator support a law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to outlaw nursing homes.
That'd be awesome.
Eventually. That would have to be eventually, but start it slow.
Of course.
we're going to present this, and hopefully it'll get off the ground. Inner Sight brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, medical for your animals. 631-484-3085. The guy's name is Gary. Nobody Starves on Long Island. I want to thank Terry from the Long Island Connection for sending people our way who need help with their service dog.
Yeah.
I pray God, wouldn't it be, would have been a miracle if somebody sent Michelle our way. That dog would still be alive.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We don't believe in separating a blind person from a dog. That's what they did to my friend Sharon.
Yeah.
And they lied to her. They took her dog, said we had to retrain it, and never gave it back. They lied to us.
These schools
are notorious for lying and deceit. I know that because I lived through it at Guiding Eyes. So we've got to get regulations into these agencies.
Of course.
Inner Sight. And let's see, you want to help? Get the Able News.
It's right there. I don't have my hand over it.
Right, Able News
is
on
Inner Sight. Paper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
We intend to honor Milton. I believe Milton's an angel. So let the people beware who didn't take care of them. All right. Inner Sight and Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And I want to thank Jill and Jose Delgado for going the extra step in letting us know about our petition and trying to make adjustments. And hopefully we're going to find out in the next few days if they're allowed to post the petition on their website.
Yeah, I'm
going to
make sure I get it, though.
So we'll see what happens. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. I thank John Corrado for his help, Suffolk Bus Corp, and all our friends. And if you want to call in, by the way, 213-816-1650. We got a lot of static in this one.
I don't know if I have any static on my...
A lot of static.
Wow.
What?
I said, wow.
Yeah. You got to speak up. And when you talk, speak directly into the... You know, the phone is not a microphone.
Yeah, I have a microphone. I'm just starting. I'm going to use it, but the cord is too short. Of course,
yeah, but the phone is not
a
microphone. But the phone, you have to speak right into the receiver part. You have to put your mouth right up to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Billy Joel's microphone that picks up sounds from 6 feet away.
Of course, it's also where you put it a lot of the times. If you don't put it in the right spot, the sweet spot, I call it, you won't get good, copy, like, you know, stuff. We have a lot of people on the board. I just wanted to let you know.
If you don't put what in the right spot?
The speaker. Not the speaker, the microphone. If you don't put that in the right spot, you're definitely going to...
Well, of course you got to put it in the right spot. That's why they have...
Echo.
Why they have mic...
Yeah, I have a mic. I had this for a while, but without the laptop here, how could I use it? So I'm going to put
I don't know.
That
what good
mic.
Is a mic if you can't use it?
Well, problem. I am going to use it when I get a chance to set it up. I just got back the computer yesterday. Oh, no, today. Sorry.
I don't know what kind of a mic it is, but you got to test it.
It's by Blue, B-L-U. It's a round mic. I hope it will work.
Does it have a screen on it?
It has something better, I think. It's got a screen, but it's like a sort of built-in to the microphone itself, not something that goes on the outside.
Well, you gotta test that and make sure you don't get feedback.
I am. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know, your blog is weird.
Notorious that way.
Anyway, let's take a phone call.
Yeah, we got two. The one I don't know. The other one is Anthony.
Well, let's take the one you don't know. Anthony calls a lot.
Yeah.
We can always hear from Anthony.
Hello, you're on InnerSight.
Hello?
Hello, you're on InnerSight.
Can you turn that music off, please? Caller, you want to talk?
He's playing an instrument.
All right. Forget about it. Clear the board.
Okay.
You're welcome to call back, caller, if you want to speak. All right. If you play an instrument and you want to sing
That's
a
right.
song, let us know.
Yeah,
we let you sing.
Yeah.
All right. Who else we got?
We have Anthony.
Anthony from Brooklyn, live on Meta Glad.
Here he comes.
Monday.
Hey,
hello.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Suzanne. I didn't hear it say unmuted, so that's why I didn't talk yet.
It's been doing that lately, the thing, and sometimes it just doesn't even click. You can't even click it. You have to log out of the whole thing and go back in. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, technology isn't perfect, but don't feel bad. You know, you're very valuable and important to the show. You have a lot of important things and interesting things to say, and we appreciate what you do and that you're here for us. But I have something that I'm glad about. I wanted to mention this, you know, for people that might find it useful. There's an organization in Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn called East Brooklyn Mutual Aid, and they provide food to homebound people who are sick and who are elderly and who can't get out to provide, you know, to get meals for themselves. So if you want to check out, you know, their website, it's eastbrooklynmutualaid.org, I believe, and they take donations and all that. They're like Nobody Starves. And, you know, I think it's really, you know, kind what they're doing, really sweet. So I thought I'd mention that. But what else was I going to tell you guys? Frank, I'm curious. You talk a lot about these guide dog schools and seeing eye or whatever it was, guiding eyes. What guide dog school do you think is the worst and why? Or do you think they're all about the same and they all stink?
Well, right now, I think Guide Dog Foundation is the worst. Look what they did.
Yeah.
Look what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to wait for it to happen again with another school or whatever? You know, who knows?
Well, we can always pray that it doesn't happen again, you know.
Of course.
I have a feeling that, you know, that might be very isolated. I don't think it's, you know...
I don't accept that.
I don't either.
Because, and I'll tell you why I don't accept it. Because why did they insist to separate her from that dog?
Exactly.
You know?
I don't know.
She wasn't even allowed to get a second opinion.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's why I don't accept that.
And I don't accept the fact that they took the dog away. She should have never been separated from that dog, period, in my eyes.
I don't know, but don't they usually always separate people from their guide dogs when, you know, they're training them and then they'll, you know, give them to them and, you know, see how they interact
with
the person?
Not
Most
always.
Of the time they'll do it, but not. Sometimes they'll train the person with the dog right at the scene. Depends on what kind of a problem it is.
Right.
So it's like the person goes every day, you know, to
if it's a traffic problem, they have to work the dog with the person to see why the dog isn't doing traffic checks, whatever the situation.
I always thought that they would train the guide dog first, and then it would be up to standards, and then they would give it to the person. But,
well, they
do train it first.
They
That's
do.
That's another
yeah.
thing. They do train it first. What if the disabled person wants to train the dog on their own?
Right.
They don't help you with that.
Yeah, they don't see it as up to standard, you know, when you get it. When you train it on your own, they're always going to say that, you know, they can't be 100% sure that it's trained properly. You know what I mean? And I understand how you
feel,
Frank.
They're never 100% sure.
They don't do it right sometimes.
That's why I always say, you know, I mean, in that case, at least, I wouldn't even bother trying to train my own guide dog because they'll never
consider
it.
Well, a lot of people wouldn't, but a lot of people would.
Yeah,
it's different.
Yeah, but it creates, it's not considered a guide dog until it's trained by a school and has a certificate and all that. You know what I mean?
But
you're always going to go through that issue.
What if they train the dog and they want to want to make it an inner sight dog? We're a school.
Yeah.
Now it's comes from a school.
Mm-hmm.
We would check
the
dog out. We would make sure it's working right. Make sure it's obedient. Make sure it's been inoculated and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now it's
well,
an
yeah,
inner sight dog. We're registered the same way the son of a bitches are.
Yeah.
No different.
Well, you know, Frank, being disabled, unfortunately, we have to deal with son of a bitches, and we don't have much of a choice, you know?
Well, that's what we're trying to fix.
Yeah, you know, we're at the mercy of the world, you know, of people, of public, and, you know.
As was Michelle, and she lost her life, part of her life because of it. Because they think they know it all. Well, hell, they don't live it.
You have to deal with SOBs on every level, and you have to have a lot of patience and a high tolerance for BS because that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's what a lot of it is, you know what I mean? But that's why I always tell people, don't, you know, let it get you all worked up and don't wrap your head around it too much because it'll give you high blood pressure and a lot of stress. And
oh, no, but
you got to
do something about it.
Yeah. You know, I agree
not
with
not enough agencies
that,
are doing something.
But there are so many issues that affect the disabled community that, you know, something needs to be done about that, you know, disabled rights activists work on every day. Because we all know that, you know, this system is far from perfect. And, you know, there's a lot that needs to be done. But, you know, you try to remain positive. I know that if you keep working at something, eventually it'll get done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just remain positive and keep working at it, and eventually, you know, whatever you wish will come to be, you know? And it's only a matter of time, you know?
I agree.
You just don't give up, you know? But, you know, if a person doesn't get a guide dog from one school, then, you know, you go to another school if you had a bad experience. It's just like a restaurant, you know? I mean, if you don't like the food at one restaurant, you go to another one.
Yeah, they all operate the same way, though.
Yeah. I know. Don't you think it's so that everybody kind of has a different opinion? So if, you know, one school doesn't agree that you should have a guide dog, it doesn't mean that they all will agree, or, I mean, you know what I mean? Because aren't
sometimes,
you individually?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You know,
then you got to go back on a waiting list another year and a half.
Oh, shit.
So you can't just go apply at another school at any time. You have
your
to wait on a waiting
list. Yeah, they put you on the waiting list.
Wow.
They don't operate like that.
Yeah. that's why a lot of people will just go the human route and try and get a home health aide. You know, I mean, they can do things for you that dogs can't, and, you know, it's a good alternative if you can't get a guide dog, if they're going to say that, you know, you're not, you know, travel training well, and you don't have good mobility skills and things like that, because that's always what they say, why they don't want to give people guide dogs, you know.
Well, anybody out there who needs a guide dog and you don't want to go to these schools, or now maybe you don't trust them because of what happened, call us. Call Inner Sight. We'd be happy to talk with you. Try to help you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million dogs out there.
Yeah, there are. And they're very, you know, compliant and obedient, like you said, and there are many, you know, different types of dogs to choose from that, you know, would fit, you know, the type of personality that you have and that you need and, you know, are good and safe to have around children and everything like that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, just give it some time and you'll get a guide dog if you need one, you know, bad enough, hopefully. The agencies will see it, you know, and they will.
Hey, I got a question for you now. Now you listen to the governor a lot, right? Have you heard her lately? Like back in July, let's say?
Yes.
After July 22nd, when Milton's story hit the news, right? Have you heard her?
No.
No. So, in other words, did she say one word about what happened to Milton?
No.
No, they don't really talk about anything affecting the disabled. And
no.
She only really comments on stories that that have to do with state government and eventually, you know, occasionally a case that has to do with the city. But I guess Milton's case was a private, you know, incident and issue that she had no comment on, that, you know, she wasn't really interested in.
But she allowed the Commission for the Blind to walk with people and evaluate their mobility before they go to the school, and based on that evaluation, people are denied a dog.
Yeah, but you know what it might be, Frank, because perhaps, you know, the Commission for the Blind is an individual agency, and it is a state agency, but she, you know, is the governor, and they involve themselves in what affects, you know, most people. So, you know, I mean, you remember that she signed it.
And disabled people.
Yeah. I'm not saying that, but but they, a lot of these politicians, I think, want to deal with what affects everybody. You know what I mean? And they don't deal enough with what, you know, affects individual, you know, portions of the population, you know what I mean? And she might not be educated, you know, on how these agencies run.
She's pretty
stupid
to me if she doesn't know about guide dogs.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she knows what a guide dog is, but she doesn't know internally how they evaluate, you know, and what they, why they came to the decision they did. Because, you know, remember, Frank, that people are always going to say, well, I wasn't the evaluator, I wasn't there, and I don't know. So, you know, if I couldn't see it for myself, I couldn't tell you whether I agree or not. You know what I mean?
Well, I wasn't there either, but I got the story directly from Michelle.
Yeah.
I know, but, you know, I mean, that's if you believe it and if you don't. You know, that's one person saying that, and, you know.
Yeah, her husband backed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
there might
other
be
people.
Others.
It was all over the media.
Yeah. I didn't hear the story. I mean, it's the
Carolyn
first time hearing
it. Carolyn Gusoff did it, one on CBS News,
and she made was a beautiful story. You'll get all of it if you just go to CBS News and do a search on Milton's name, and you'll find it.
I thought Carolyn Gusoff was on NBC, but I'll have to check it out, you know.
No, she's back on CBS.
CBS.
She used to be on NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, if people wanted to use the Inner Sight Guide Dog School, where is that so they can, you know, get help and...
listening to it.
Our school is wherever the person needs us to be.
That's right.
Yeah. You know,
we're flexible.
Mm-hmm.
We're flexible.
Uh-huh.
You want to come to us with the dog, or you want to help train the dog on your own, we'll come to you. You know, it depends on the individual.
Right.
And that's really how the seeing eye started.
Right.
It didn't start with some big school. It started with individuals.
Yeah. But when it becomes, you know, large like that, then, you know, they follow, you know, what they see to be certain standards that, you know, about the way things should operate.
Well, that's why they should be licensed. They become large.
Yeah.
They raise all that money.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to happen to the money that was raised to train Milton? You didn't hear one word about that.
But even if it was licensed, Frank, I mean, I'm not sure that things would really be better for the disabled person, because they would still say you qualify, you know, or you don't, you know what I mean? And a lot of these agencies for the disabled, you know, don't operate in the way that we see fit, but that doesn't mean
it would give you somewhat of an edge. They'd have to, whatever they say, they'd have to prove it.
That's true.
Well, they
and by the way,
the
SPCA is investigating Milton's death. I don't know how much power they have over the guide dog school, but they are investigating.
That's good.
What that's going to do, I don't know.
Okay.
Probably nothing, you know. They'll probably just tell them, you know, this shouldn't have been this way, that should have been that, because they don't have any authority to really do anything about it, you know what I mean? And over a school, so, I mean, really, you know, what can you do? And they would always say, you know, as far as things being licensed, they would say that a guide dog school evaluator is like a judge and they make the ultimate decision. I'm sure that, you know, you can go back to the guide dog school and you know, and be retrained, I don't know, in a certain amount of time, but maybe you wouldn't want to deal with that same guide dog school, but either way, it's a pain in the backside.
I wouldn't
what
think
can
so.
You do? Yeah, some people might think, oh, you know, that was just that one evaluator, and, you know, I don't agree, and I think that
well,
somebody else...
Well, there were
two
people involved, come to find out. Two people.
But why would you leave it in a car? That's just crazy. Really.
Yeah.
You don't leave a dog
one person was,
in a car.
Excuse me. One person was texted for 6 hours on that day and didn't say one word about the status of the dog when they got back to Michelle. And Michelle kept texting this person, and then later on, about 6 o'clock in the evening, they told her dog was dead.
It's terrible.
That's
now, what the hell is that about?
I don't know. People maybe don't have as much compassion as they do for, you know, animals as they do people, and I don't know, they just weren't, you know, they weren't concerned about it, you know, as much as
that's for sure.
Maybe she feels that they should have been, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when it comes to a person, you know, make a call about that right away, but when it's a dog, it's like, oh, the dog died, oh, that's sad, you know what I mean?
Well,
sorry to hear that. I'll call them when I have a chance.
Look at the way it died.
Yeah, that's worse.
A trainer left the dog in the van.
Yeah.
A guide dog
people.
School trainer.
Mm-hmm. And people are very emotionally attached to their dogs, but I've never heard of them leaving, that dog in a van because they don't have vans. They usually train the dog inside, or if they take it for a walk,
Oh, they have vans. They take the dogs
outside.
Do the walking.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad, situation that it happened, but there's really nothing that can be done. There's
nothing that can
really
be done to bring the dog back, but there's a lot that can be done to prevent it.
But, there isn't really much of anything that ever gets done to, I don't want to say that, but it is kind of true, that there isn't really much of anything that gets done to these agencies that serve the disabled that, don't do right by the disabled. I mean, there might be class action lawsuits or news stories that, criticize and bash them, and then they would change their way of doing things. But ultimately, it is the same, regardless if we agree with their management, or not.
So we're going to honor Milton. We're not interested in, what I say on my show is different, but we're going to honor Milton and bring out awareness as to what a guide dog means to a blind person. Next month is Guide Dog Awareness Month. And we're trying to get the town of Brookhaven to honor Milton.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we'll
I know
see how
that
can, goes.
Yeah, I know that, they mean a lot to blind people and they provide a very, very valuable service. But, you never know, what changes could be made, when somebody, brings to the world's attention that there's an issue going on. So, we can always remain hopeful and, think positive.
Yeah.
Wish that
Thanks
things change.
Thanks to insight.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's all you can do,
Yeah.
Just do the best you can.
Anyway, we have a big meeting on Wednesday on the nursing home situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What happened to that?
Yeah, always keep me posted on that because,
we will.
Home is the most comfortable place. There's no place like home, home sweet home. And the problem is too, like I've always said, that people are not going to want to take their relatives out of the nursing homes unless they know that they can get enough hours for them to survive.
Of course.
Because
got to be a definite plan and definite treatment.
There's got to be a comfort plan, or the person has to sacrifice, but they might have to make some changes and adjustments to their life, because if you're going to take a person out of a nursing home and only give them 4 hours, 3 days a week or some nonsense like that, then the nursing home is always going to resist because they're going to say, well, it's not, healthy and safe for them to be out of a nursing home with a few hours because they need more care than that. And then the managed care insurance companies are just going to go, well, we can't give them that. Well, we can only give them this. Well, then she has to go into a nursing home. And you know how it is. And, I mean, you could probably get them out of a nursing home, but then, is the person going to have the know-how?
Well, we want
patient
more than that. We want to make sure that people don't go back in.
I agree. But, I mean, there is a reason to celebrate, because there are people that we know that have gotten out of nursing homes and are still out. And, haven't gone back in, and, hopefully will never go back in until they die. So,
All right, so do that for everybody and get rid of the damn place.
Sorry,
that's my response to that.
We have our
That's my response.
Party and our victory. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I want to have a victory dance when they're done with that.
But,
really.
The government has a fetish with nursing homes and,
Yeah, they do.
For
why?
For the reason that,
Because they're getting money from the politicians that way.
Yeah.
Inside has a fetish with freedom.
Yeah, me too.
The issue is to convince enough people in this world that, their relatives don't need to be in a nursing home, but then people always say, well, he's too sick and she's too sick, and
I couldn't imagine it, and I don't know how the home health aid will be, and you know how it is. And you go around in a circle with that forever.
We're going to explain all that to the senator, the ideas that we have.
Yeah.
But didn't we already speak to a senator about that?
But he's retiring.
No.
Oh, no,
we didn't meet with
a
senator on the
what
nursing
about
home.
Boyle? Boyle was a state senator. No?
But we did meet with him on the nursing homes.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Some of them pick and choose what issues, you know, that they want to deal with. They are not, you know, as responsive to us as we would like, you know. They just say, well, I appreciate your comments, and I'll take that into consideration. And
oh, I hate that, well, the phrase, take it into consideration.
Yeah.
That means you know.
Yeah. I've heard of Boyle before, but I don't think that we got the response out of him like we wanted, you know, and we wrote to the president, and we didn't get a response out of him. It's
yeah,
a
he never
issue.
Answered us.
Yeah, they get millions of letters, I mean, from the world, so.
By the way,
did
he say anything about Milton Biden?
No.
I don't
Frank,
listen to
I love you guys, and I don't mean this in a cruel way,
not
but
one
I don't
damn word, right? And he's a dog lover.
He is.
Concerned about the issue like we are. But, you know, I understand your feelings. You know. And it's sad, but,
anyway.
Yeah, you have to just
one
make
way or another,
changes.
we'll make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, until it, you know, changes, we'll just have to live with the circumstances. And if it never changes, then things will be the way they are.
We'll keep trying. It's all we can do.
Yeah.
All right, let us move on. We got about 15 minutes. You want to say anything else?
No, thank you, Frank. You guys take care and have a good night. And thank you, Suzanne, for what you do. We appreciate it. Keep it up. And we love you.
Oh, I love you, too.
All right, thank you, Anthony from Brooklyn. Live on Inner Sight. And by the way, if you want to call in, it's Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you might be mad about or glad about, if you're mad about the death of Milton or a loved one in a nursing home, or anything, 213-816-1650. And I was thinking today, another facet of this, people are not allowed to have service dogs in nursing homes.
Yeah.
I never heard of a blind person having a guide dog in a nursing home or a disabled person having a service dog in a nursing home. What kind of a thing is that? See, all these things tell you that they want to keep people in there.
Yeah.
They don't want them to get out.
No.
And go home. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another part of it. Anybody else on the line?
Hold on. There is one, the same one, who is still...
A caller who doesn't want to speak.
Well, yeah, sometimes they listen, you know. I think they were playing an instrument. I would love to
That's
see...
That's all right. I don't mind, but, you know...
Friday night. You know?
Let us know that what you want to do.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, and let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. You can pick your own subject. Wednesday night is our nursing home show, and we usually pick out a theme. Oh, I got a good theme. Do it in honor of Milton. How many people in nursing homes people in nursing homes need service dogs?
A lot.
We never did
they
a show like that.
They mentioned things about people... they had a little article, I don't remember exactly where, I have to look again, but it said that they did a whole testing on dogs, period, in nursing homes and how they help people. And I got to find that for you.
Yet they won't let you have a service dog.
No.
Now that's a contradiction.
Isn't it?
If you can find that article, we'll use it.
Yeah. I'm going to find out where it's
Wednesday night, that'll be our theme. Why aren't people in nursing homes being offered service dogs?
Exactly.
Anybody out there who wants one, call in a site. We'll fight them on it. Maybe it'll help to get you out. Damn right. All right. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Thursday night, we usually do different subjects. We don't have one for this week, so.
Not yet.
Anybody out there want to be on the show? Send us an email, innersight@pmgmail.com. Don't put any attachments in it because it messes up my whole email. The other day, believe it or not, R.H. Macy sent me 100 emails.
What?
Yeah, some special invitation. I had to erase all those emails. Thank God they didn't have any attachments.
Okay.
It would have really
terrible,
ruined my email. So, Macy, if you're listening, don't send me any more emails.
You're going to have to go into the email and check the, excuse me, and check how many were sent and where the unsubscribe button is. Maybe I'll unsubscribe.
They're all gone.
I
erased all of them.
It doesn't unsubscribe you from them. I'll look at the emails via the website.
I'm thinking of doing one better. I'll call the headquarters of Macy's.
There you go. That's in New York.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're in New York.
Yeah, they are.
That's what I'm going to do. Because that's 100 emails.
Wow. Why was
it
all that many emails?
I mean, I'm not Donald Trump. What am I going to spend in Macy's? Friday night at the Funnies. Sorry we missed you last week. Hopefully we won't this week.
No.
Jimmy Dinigan and his new glasses. I make more. I got my new glasses. I'm not blind anymore. Jimmy, sit down.
I'm not blind.
He tried to convince people that he wasn't blind anymore with the new glasses. And Janie went over and tried to touch the glasses, and she said, Jimmy, why is this glass so thick? How are you going to see out of it? Janie, leave me alone. I don't know where he got those glasses, but it was a weird thing. Anyway, Friday night,
probably.
We'll have some fun with Jimmy Dinigan. We'll do a little honeymooners and whatever else pops into the mind. All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and let's see, what's in the news? Oh, these stupid rocket ships. I think these rocket ships are ruining a lot of things.
The Earth? Yeah, a little bit.
Earth, the atmosphere, the pollution. The temperature.
They break that ozone layer and that's it.
Yeah, a lot more than that.
Sound barrier.
I think they're really, raising havoc. Because you got to put that fuel in there.
The rocket fuel.
Now, I doubt very much if that fuel is organic.
No.
Well, there it is. You're shooting
rocket
all that
fuel.
Stuff into the air.
There they are. They find a way to get the sun to provide the energy. You know, that would be so much better through a solar system, you know, that you're going to be constantly.
Yeah, look at all the money they spend.
Yeah.
So many people need help, and they spend all that money on stupid rocket ships.
They don't care about the people. They care about their rocket ship. Which is sad.
Yeah. So that's one thing in the news. And then you know the other thing that I got mad. The other damn thing that bothers me, this guy, this jackass on NBC, I don't even want to mention his name. He's such an idiot. He always talks about money with people and of people who don't have any.
Right.
How come he never talks about how the people who don't have money can buy stock? Why don't he do something about that?
Yeah.
Yeah? He doesn't do a damn thing about that.
I used
He's
to follow
talking
him
to us.
For a little while, Frank. He has good stock advice, but you're right. How are you going to do any stock when you don't have any money? That's a very important issue right there.
He's not talking to us. He's
That's
talking
right.
to people who have money. I'm not
That's
saying
right.
that some disabled people don't. Some of them do. But I'm talking about by and large.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Address everybody.
Yeah.
You know? At least come up with some ideas.
That's right.
You know? A proposal to the government or something, you know? One thing would be I demand that the government stop taking people's money in nursing homes in case they want to invest in so-and-so stock on my show.
That's
How
fun.
About that one?
That'd be good.
He doesn't do a damn thing for us.
No.
We're always left out.
You know what
out.
I did? Frank, you want to know what I did?
What?
I started little by little in one of those funds, giving just little amounts of money, and it adds up. And that's what you need to start doing if
money
you want
to, you
know.
Money that you don't have.
Yeah, exactly. But it's
By
not,
the way, what you just did now, if you want to get my attention, say my name.
I will.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
you got to come in.
Then, yeah, well, thank you. Anyway, I I was able to save a pretty decent amount, and then I was able to get out of another housing situation that I was in with my mom and dad and start, they wanted to live with me for the longest time, so we used the senior citizen housing, and because I had, you know, lower income, I was able to stay with them.
We have to watch every move we make.
Yeah, that's true.
Because of the way this system is set up. If we take, let's say, this guy on CNBC, we take his advice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say somebody is brave and all that. They're going to put $500
mm-hmm.
into one of his investments from their check.
Right.
You know? You got to watch that. You lose that money.
Yeah.
You're down not only for the rest of the month, for the 3 months.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
So the government doesn't do a damn thing about it. They don't care about us.
They have no clue. No clue whatsoever. I came to that conclusion this year, big time.
So that's a mad for me, that these people don't acknowledge those of us who are disabled and who have to struggle. Even if they don't do anything for us investment-wise, why don't they at least stick up for us?
That's true. That'd be nice.
That wouldn't cost them anything.
No money whatsoever to say these disabled people, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. I want to thank all our callers, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, Michelle and Tom Cooper, Milton.
Yeah.
For being great guest on the show. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And tomorrow night, open mic, pick your own subject on Inner Sight Live, 631-224-3090 phone number. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to continue, and we're going to make a breakthrough. I don't know how, when, or where, but we're going to do it.
Yeah, it will happen.
All right, thank you. I want to thank Silo and Jose Delgado and Jill, especially over there. Thank you. Good night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Take care. Good night.